जो है अलबेला मदनैनो वाला, जिसकी दीवानी ब्रिज की हर बाला, वो किसना है,
वो किसना है, वो किसना है, वो किसना है, किसना है।
जो है अलबेला मदनैनो वाला, जिसकी दीवानी ब्रिज की हर बाला, वो किसना है, वो किसना है, वो किसना है।
Friends, today I have some great news for all the Kisna Diwanis. Any guesses? From the very first episode that he was introduced as Lakshvirani in Kyunki Saas Bhi Kabhi Bahu Thi, he conquered the hearts of thousands of fans worldwide. He claims to be next Mihir Virani. Coming from Delhi, this young handsome guy says that the grueling hours of shooting for Balaji does not bother him. Ji, ha dosto, today we have a dashing, adorable, handsome hunk Laksh aka Pulkit Samrat on India Forums. Wait, don't faint. If you don't believe me, then let's hear it from Pulkit. Hi Pulkit, welcome to India Forums and please let all your fans know that you're actually here.
Hello everybody. This is Pulkit Samrat and thank you India Forums for inviting me to this forums and getting me more closer to my fans.
Oh, Pulkit, the pleasure is all ours. All right. Well, Laksha, before we start with an interview, let's start with a lovely message by a lovely fan, Kashvi from US. She says, "Hello, Pulkit. I would like to start off by congratulating you on your speedy success and may you continue to be successful. Secondly, I absolutely adore your acting and you too. What can I say? Tumne to sab par jadu hi kar dala. Oh, congrats on your award. And when do you plan to come to US? Last but not the least, hopefully you'll marry Katie. Love you, Kashvi."
Thank you so much, Kashvi, for everything, for your good wishes. And I'll continue working hard for all my fans. And I'll always entertain you people like this.
All right. Well, Pulkit, we all know that your character had instantly become a hit and you have won hearts of millions of girls. So all the girls at India Forums wants to know your ideal woman. Like, who will be your ideal woman? Like?
My ideal woman will be a girl whom I can take home and, you know, I can introduce her to my parents, to my family, mm-hmm. who can respect my family more than me.
Okay.
Who can understand me, who can cook good food for me.
Uh-huh.
And who can cook, good rajma chawal for me, for sure.
Oh, you like rajma chawal. Okay, a Delhi boy.
That's the first prerequisite for me.
Uh-huh,
and
okay.
Jokes apart, but she has to be really understanding and really sweet. And I don't believe so much in looking... In good looks or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
But main thing is she should be understanding and sweet in nature, a bit witty and humorous. And I should be able to introduce her to my parents. That's the most important thing.
Alright, India Forum girls, the way to Pulkit's heart is also through her stomach. Alright, Mrs. Ishu SRK says, "Do you identify with the role of Laksha? How similar are you to him in real life?"
Laksh and Pulkita, I must say, they are, to an extent, they are similar just because of the reason that he's a charmer, I'm a charmer.
Okay.
And he is a little bit flirtatious, I'm also a little bit flirtatious.
Uh-huh.
And he has a good sense of humor, I have a better sense of humor.
Okay.
And the other difference is mainly because he's a good observer. He observes everything and, you know, he keeps it calm. He observes everything. He would react only when it's required. But
when
for
it's
me,
required, exactly.
And for me, I have a short temper. So
okay.
I don't observe things that well. And
uh-huh.
I react just at the spur of the moment. That's the main difference between Laksh and Pulkit. But obviously, I had to work a lot for the character of Laksh.
Mm-hmm.
And, how he would relate to Dadi, how he would relate to Ba, how he would relate to Mihir Dadu, and how he would relate to Katie, how he was able to Joydeep and Manthan. So, you know, that you have to understand the philosophy of the character, because there's obviously a big difference between both of us. There are similarities as I'm playing the character, so some of my shades will obviously come in the character.
Okay. So how was it to work with, like, Tulsi, I mean, Smriti Irani? She's, like, the most powerful character in the serial. I mean, did she treat the newcomers really well? I mean, the rapport and the equation between all the new stars and the older stars that have acted in QQ was, like, perfect?
I haven't worked in so many serials that I've, you know, but I am sure that this is the best environment to work in.
Okay.
At QQ, the seniors are like, you know, they welcomed us like family.
Alright.
And we're like a family now. There's no more new generation, old generation on the sets now.
So now, of course, it's like totally absorbed.
Yeah, even in the early days, it was like we were welcomed so very well, and we were taught so many things by our seniors. And we were made so very comfortable by the seniors that we didn't even think that we are the newcomers or the other seniors or whatever. We obviously respect them for that, and we really thank them for everything that they helped us, and they obviously keep helping us.
Okay, great. Next question is somewhat similar. The school chick 90 says, "Kyunki Saas Bhi Kabhi Bahu Thi was an immensely popular serial. So any apprehension joining the serial because you knew expectations will be big?"
Expectations will always be big when you're working on screen or wherever you're working. Even if you're doing a small work, your expectations are always, people who expect you to do, they will always expect you to do the best.
That's
it hardly
fair.
Matters whether the thing is up there or down there. You have to give your
as
best
in
whatever
it's just little, like people being little apprehensive, and you know, you'll be watched more because like QQ is the show topper, and you know, it's Ekta's flagship serial.
That's
and she would do everything to be perfect.
It's not more, and it doesn't matter for me whether people will watch it more or watch it less. The more important thing for me is to give my best.
Give your
That's
best, alright.
So whether this serial or whatever serial I would have done, if it had wouldn't be, you know, not watched by so many people, the TRPs would have been really small. Even then I would have given my best, and even now I'm giving my best. And I think I can give much more better than this. So I'll obviously keep working hard and give all of you, lots and lots of best things of mine.
Yes, we have to see lots of you, and we really hope that you entertain us, absolutely. Okay, now let's talk about QQ serial. Like Mrs. Salman Khan, she wants to know, like, do you want to be shown married to Sanya in Saas Bhi Kabhi Bahu Thi or shown married to Katie? What is your take? I know the end thing will be the creator's idea, but like, what is your take?
What is my take? This wouldn't be my take personally, but I think Laksh would like to marry Katie rather than Sanya.
Yeah, as in Laksh, not Pulkit. Yeah, what would Laksh want?
Yeah, Laksh would definitely want to get married to Katie rather than Sanya.
Yeah, like your fans want to know that somehow they just see you in the song sequence, you know, Pulkit. If there'll be a romantic song, then you and Katie will be shown dancing. Apart from that, in the newer generation, Bhumi character seems to be very strong. So what do you have to say to that? I mean, there are a lot of people who are a little disappointed because they want to see you absolutely, and they, you know, like in Kyunki Saas Bhi Kabhi Bahu Thi Fora, I mean, you are one of the most popular character, and like members love to discuss you. But you know, off late in the serial, we just see you in the background and Bhumi more in the forefront. So when do we see you, your character, in the forefront?
You know, in the show, they go like, they have different tracks that go. Some are parallel tracks, some are other tracks that would not come right now, that would come later. So it goes like this. Right now, Bhumi track is going on, Eklavya track is going on, KT and Laksh track is going on. So all these tracks are parallel. But more weightage is being given to the Bhumi track because that's more important right now. As in, that is a much more important story than the love story that I'm involved in.
Okay.
Because it is much more related to the past, much more people who connect to that much more, much better, in a much better way. And just to give a visual treat right now, they introduce Laksh and Katie songs, and they, you know, give those sweet moments to add the sweetness to the show, to give. People have been watching this thing for so many years now, I think six and a half years, that people now want a little bit of freshness in the show.
Okay.
So that's
yeah, because the other day I was watching your serial and I saw Slamesh song, and I knew the moment that song was played that you have to be there, and I have to admit you're looking really nice.
Thank you so much. But the main thing is that people have watched this show for such a long time that now giving them the same thing, because we can't give them anything different. The same thing has to come back. That's the only thing that somebody can get. You know, Sarsbo Saga is always involved in these kind of stories only. If there's no bad, there'll be no value of the for the good then.
Okay.
So they have to the evil and the good. But apart from that, that now they have started showing a little bit of romance in the show that would add a little bit of humor with Joydeep and me. And Joydeep, Joydeep adding a little bit of humor. He has, I think that guy is playing the role so fabulously. I mean, that's the, I don't think anybody could have done it better than him.
I know. I mean, recently I have also read an article that says that Joydeep will get an absolutely new look. Like, from playing a nerd, he's going to be turning into a dude. I mean, when do we get to see that?
I'm not sure about that. You know, I think Balaji can answer that pretty well, better than me.
Okay.
But I'm not sure about that. But I would love to see him perform in the show. Because
yeah, he's acted. He's acting really well. So.
Yeah.
No, I said he's acting really well.
Yeah,
I mean, he's portraying his character really well.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. Now Jenny Manoj wants to know: describe yourself in 3 words. How would you describe yourself in 3 words?
How would I describe myself in 3 words?
Yeah.
Humorous. Intellectual. Humorous, intellectualist.
The best, yes. And all the females on India forums, their answer would be good looking, handsome and hot, absolutely.
I was just being modest here by not saying all those things.
Okay. Okay, great. This Tari Shelley, she has a lovely message for you. She says, "Hi Pulkit, my name is Shelley and I'm a very big fan of yours. From the very first episode of Kyunki Saas Bhi Kabhi Bahu Thi, you made your biggest fan. You are extremely good looking and can act very well. You portrayed the role of Lakshya perfectly. So far, you are the best newcomer known to Indian television. All my friends also love you. I always fight with one of my best friends, Zara, for you. We mostly fight about who loves you more." And she also wishes you happy belated birthday. "May you have a successful career and a splendid life. Also, I only watch Kyunki for you. I was going to stop when I saw you and instantly changed my mind. You are the one and only reason I still watch Kyunki. Yours truly, Shelly."
Thank you so much, Shelly, for everything, for all the good wishes. And don't fight with your sister, yeah. let me be, you know, I'm just being a bit selfish about that. let her also admire me, yeah.
Oh, that...
Thank you so much for everything. I think this is all your love and all your time that you will take out to talk to me and pride and type that keeps me going forever and ever. And I just keep entertaining all of you. I call.
Okay. You know, like, I personally feel now a lot of younger generation has started watching Kyunki because of you. You know, all the females, like, you know, 20-year-old girl, like, they won't have watched Kyunki earlier because of, you know, such high voltage drama, but because of you and because of the romance that's being shown here, I mean, it's really changed the face of Kyunki.
Yeah, I think it has. That's what I was saying. It has added a new freshness to the show. The entire new generation in Kyunki, you know, it has hooked so many youngsters to the show now. They love to watch the new generation.
I think...
Just because it's the new generation is giving them, they are getting the attitude of Bhumi in the show. They are getting the humor of Lakshya and Joydeep in the show. They are getting the style of Manthan. they are getting the emotions of Tulsi. They are getting the, you know, the, what do we call it, the wittiness and sharpness of other characters in the show. So they are getting all the masala possible on this earth. So when you're getting so much of so many things in the show, people are obviously hooked to the show. So I think this is the best generation leap ever taken in Kyuki. I personally feel that, not because I'm a part of it, but because, as I told you, it's giving so many flavors to people.
No, that's there because, you know, if we look into Ekta's other serials where they have taken a generation gap, I mean, no other generation gap has been that successful. If you've seen Kahani Ghar Ghar Ki, people hardly can associate with those new characters. I mean, somehow Kyuki could do it.
But teamwork, we putting in efforts and they giving us the feedbacks and working on our characters. And we all work together for the character. So it's totally a teamwork. I think the entire credit goes to the entire team of Kyuki Saajri Kabhi Bolti. I really salute the entire team of Kyuki because they work day night just to entertain people. And you know, we somehow are able to get a telecast on time. We work so hard, more than us, more than we the actors. It's the entire team at Balaji, the creative. They don't sleep even. They work day and night just to write these stories and, you know, the dialogues and the technical team. It's totally, hats off to them.
So, I mean, working in television is not an easy job.
It's never an easy job working anywhere, but it's just a state of mind to make it easy or make it difficult for yourself. If you're enjoying your work, I think it's the easiest work in the world.
No, that's very well said. Okay. This dude 101158 wants to know that, do you believe that a person like Laksh, a flirt popular but still wanting a seedhi saadhi girl, someone who respects family and religion value, is it possible?
Yeah, why not? It's very much possible, yeah. If a guy or whosoever it is, I mean a guy or a girl, however, you know, they might be flirtatious or whatever, humorous, witty, but if they have pure heart, they can, you know, they can expect a good girl for themselves. It's not important that they are flirts. They're like flirts. They're not cheap flirts. They're healthy flirts.
We should put across to all the members that, you know, Laksh doesn't involve in dirty flirting. He involves in a healthy flirting, and he's like pure at heart. So he can want seedhi saadhi girl.
Yeah, he's only a healthy flirt. He likes simplicity. He that is why he loves Katie, because that the simplicity is the only thing that makes Katie different from all other girls. That is why Laksh loves Katie so much, and rather than the stylish Sanya.
Okay. Neela Patel 12 wants to know, who is your favorite co-star from Kyuki? Male and female.
Yeah, my favorite co-star, yeah. I can't name only one, because there are many in the show. I love to work with Manav Vij, who is playing Joydeep. He is like my best buddy on the show. He's like a big brother to me.
Okay.
And if you talk about females, I think the best female co-star is Bhumi, Reshmi Ghosh. That's with the new generation. And I think with the old generation, I would go with Hiten Tejwani, Karan. I love to work with Ba. I just love to work with her. She is a sweetheart. I just love to work.
So do you actually treat her like a dadi on the set?
Yeah, I always go and touch her. Everybody does that on the set because she's such a sweetheart. I can't explain that. You have to meet her to know that.
I'm sure. Alright, Kashvi says, if you had the opportunity to play anyone else's character from Kyuki Saas Bhi Kabhi Bahuti, who would it be and why?
I think I would have never played any other character on the show other than Laksh.
Because you can associate with Laksh more, is it?
No, it's not about
or just because
Laksh
you.
More. It's just because I love to play Laksh. It's just because it's a little bit of filmy character. It's not that typical Rona Thona kinds and, you know, he's understanding, he's witty, as I told you. He has, you know, those charming shades in the show and those the chocolatey boy image in the show. that makes him so vulnerable but still a charmer. That is the interesting about the character. So I think I would have played
it. Now let's have a very quick rapid fire round where we will know more about this dashing looking man. Okay, so if you, Bollywood or television?
Bollywood or television? Bollywood.
Lakshya or Manthan?
Lakshya.
Embarrassing moment?
Embarrassing moment, I don't think I have been so embarrassed to that height so far, yeah, that I would have any embarrassing moment for myself. Luckily, God has not introduced me to such an embarrassing moment right now.
Okay, your favorite vacation spot?
My home.
If you weren't an actor then?
If?
If you were not an actor then?
Magician.
Magician, alright. Hobbies?
Hobbies, I love to do magic. I love horse riding. I love to sing. I love to dance. I love to watch lots and lots of movies. And I love to drive. I love to go on long drives. If any girl interested to go on a long drive with me, please just contact me at www.pulkitsumla.com. I would love to take you on a long drive.
Wow. I'm sure you'll be flooded with messages now. Your first date. Now you cannot lie to us.
My first date. I'll have to go so much back here.
Okay, first memorable date. Okay, let's
first
put it
memorable
that,
date.
That way.
Oh, first memorable date.
I'm sure you'll be remembering that.
I don't think I have officially gone on any date so far. Yeah. It's just that I just go casually. It has never been a date for me. As in a date.
Come on, Pulkit, you are a charmer. You agree to that. You flirt in real life as well. So you have to have one or two dates. Come on, we don't believe that.
My most memorable date, I think it was with this sweet and lovely girl whose name was Srishti, yeah. And I took her to this rooftop restaurant which was surrounded by lakes, and it was winter season.
Ooh.
With a bonfire on the terrace. Okay. And we were sitting at a cozy corner and we had lots of food. I was obviously, I think it was memorable for me because I was having rajma chawal with butter chicken at that time, and she was just looking at what the hell is this fool doing, just eating, not talking. So this was more memorable for me rather than her, I think.
So is it like when you have rajma chawal, you don't remember anything?
Yes, not
you
rajma chawal and butter chicken, nothing else.
Okay, your first crush.
Never had a first crush so far. And
oh, no crushes
no,
for you?
No major crush for me so far.
Oh, wow, what an irony. People have crushes on you, but Pulkit doesn't have crush on anyone.
Unluckily, I don't
That's
have any
really
crush
nice.
On anyone so far.
Okay, now since you agree that your favorite hobby is to sing, you have to sing a lovely song for us.
It's a hobby, I'm not a singer.
Oh, come on, you must be a bathroom singer or anything. You have to sing a song for
us. I have to go to the bathroom.
Any song that you like. Any song. Your fans would love to hear.
Any song that I like. There are so many songs that I like. Okay, tell me what song do you want.
Any song you would want to dedicate to your fans. Koi bhi aapko, koi bhi pasand ho. जो आप अपने फैंस को डेडिकेट करना चाहो, दे विल रियली लाइक इट।
ओके, आई वुड रियली रिक्वेस्ट माय फैंस टू, यू नो, बेयर माय बैड वॉइस एंड जस्ट कीप
विद ऑल देयर प्लेजर
एनकरेजिंग मी विद दिस बैड वॉइस इवन I do acting all the time. Now it's time for you to act good for me.
Yeah, totally.
जब कोई बात गड़ जाए, जब कोई मुश्किल पड़ जाए, तुम देना साथ मेरा, ओ हमनवा। तुम देना साथ मेरा ओ हमनवा।
Wow, that was really nice, Laksh, and I personally feel that you're not a bad singer.
Yeah.
And I'm not acting. Yeah.
I'm gonna say you're a good actor, I think.
I just said I don't act. Okay, this fan of yours, Millie Rocks Forever, she has written a small poem
right.
for you. She says, "Dear Pulkit, my cousin and I just want you to know that we both love you a lot. So we wrote a little poem for you." She says, जब से तुम्हें देखा हमारे दिल में बस चुके हो तुम हमारे ख्याल से निकल ही नहीं सकते, ऐसा लगता है हर वक्त हमारे साथ हो तुम। So Pulkit, just wanna say again that we both love you and we love you, love you, love you, and one day we will both get to meet you. And we hope that one day we'll both get to meet you. Lots and lots of love, Candy and Sasha.
Thank you, Miss Candy and Miss Sasha. I think a lovely names, yeah, Candy and Sasha, but not Sasha from Kahani.
Yeah, not Sasha from Kahani.
That's a lovely. I just
okay.
love it. Can you just mail me that poem, please?
Yes, I'll surely do that. Okay. This beautiful Hundred says, how do you feel when you get female attention? And another thing, Laksh, we've read an article wherein a party, a female fan of yours would not let you go. Your other co-actors like Rakshanda Khan had to come to your rescue. So how do you handle such delicate situations?
I think I didn't have to handle that delicate situation because I had my co-stars over there to take care of me in that situation. And luckily I always have somebody or the other to take care of these things. But as in possibly for me, how do I feel when I get women attention? I think so this is what I'm working for, yeah. I want people to look at me, to turn their heads. I want to see the life where I just where I can't roam around freely on the roads, and I have people stopping my way just to have a look at me. I think this is what I'm working for, so I would never feel bad, and I would love if people would look at me and wave me a good hi, and you know, throw kisses at me, or even mock me for some autographs or anything. I would love to do that.
Wow, that's being totally honest, and I really appreciate that, you know, because a lot of other actors would be like, oh no, I don't know why females give me attention, but at least you being honest about the whole thing, that's great. Okay, Darkness123 says, since you have a very positive looking face, we automatically associate you to a positive character such as Laksha. But would you ever consider playing a character with negative connotations? Do you think you would be able to pull it off well?
It's only about the conviction. If I'm convicted about the, you know, if I'm convinced about the character, I would definitely play it with so much of conviction that you will be forced to forget Laksh and remember the other character that I'm playing. So it depends totally on the conviction and my efforts that I put in and my hard work that I put in and, you know, the amount of work that I do for that character. It hardly has to do anything with the looks. Anybody can play a negative character if he or she is convinced about the character. I would have never been able to pull out Laksh as well. But it's just because of my conviction and my belief in Laksh that, okay, there's a guy who's like this and relates with everybody like this. This is the only reason that I am being able to play Laksh better than anybody else on this earth.
Okay, great. Isha001 says, oh my god, I cannot believe it's Pulkit. I cannot believe that Pulkit is coming for an interview. That's amazing. I'm going to faint. I love Laksh so much. I watch Kyunki Saas Bhi Kabhi Bahuti only for Laksh and Katie, and I love it. One more thing, Pulkit. Can you please say once, Isha, I love you. I'm just crazy about you. You mean everything to me. How sweet.
Alright, everybody please shut their ears and shut their eyes, because this is only the time for Isha and me to look at each other. Alright, Isha, just look into my eyes and I love you, Isha.
Oh, that must have made her day, and you've made a lot of other girls jealous. Okay. Mauni and you, how do you pronounce her name? It's Mauni, right?
It's Mauni.
Mauni. Okay. Mauni and you have such great chemistry on screen. Often we see that even a couple is explosive on camera. Off camera, they don't even really like each other. So what is your equation with Mauni off screen?
It's a normal equation, yeah. I think it's only a hello and a hi with her. Because I just go there to work. I don't involve anything else on the set. I just go professionally, work professionally. The hardest for my family and the brain is for my work. So I always keep a distance from anything. I keep myself detached on the set from everybody. So even if I'm close to anybody on the set, even then I'm a bit detached from that person because I don't want anything to harm my work. I would never fight with anybody on the set because that would affect my performance. I would never argue with anybody on my phone as even if I'm on the set because that would harm my thing. So I would not even get so much pali with anybody on the set just because it would harm my work. It's not bad to be pali on the sets, but it's
so
just that I don't like being pali at my workplace. Out of the workplace, I can be pali with anybody, but not at workplace. I just go professionally do my work and get back to home.
So is it because like you get distracted very easily that you know you want to be detached with
anything? It's not about getting distracted very easily. As I told you, I have a short temper. But you know, the even a short temper is like if somebody hurts me, it's like I will be so very badly hurt that I would not think about anything else. I would just keep thinking about that. And if I have to do a romantic scene with Katie, and if I just had a quarrel with somebody on the phone or on set, I would be shouting at her,
that
"I love you, Katie," rather than saying that.
Okay. Well, Lakshya, all your female fans are fainting and they're still not over the fact that you are actually on IF, so they really want to know, if you could spend a whole day with a fan, what would you do and where would you take him or her?
With a fan? Very soon I'm coming up with a contest on my own website, www.pulkitsamra.com, and that contest is gonna, you know, the winner is gonna get an opportunity to go on a date with me. And I think I'll be taking the winner on a helicopter ride with me, have dinner at an historic location and get back. So that entire day is going to be like champagne on the chopper or the charter plane. And lots and lots of sweets and rajma chawal and butter chicken, of course, and no disturbance at that time.
Okay. Wow, that definitely seems very romantic and exciting. Any preference for me if I, you know, kind of put in...
I think this is not you.
Into that contest.
Already. So, but obviously.
I know, but kush, thoda preference de dijiye.
The other girls will hate me now, I'm sure.
Thank you so much, Pulkit. And it was genuinely an honor to speak to you. And we had so much fun talking to you. You definitely seem to be a lovely guy.
Thank you so much, and thank you India Forums for everything, for getting me so closer to my fans, and love you all. Take care, love you, and rise high. Keep touching the sky, and thank you.
Sajna, Sarga, 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 Sar